Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. There's Robert Cray. He's my favorite blues man. No question about that. What a talent. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget that in addition to the newsletter that you can subscribe to, which comes, by the way, every Sunday by email, get you ready for the week ahead. That's what my subscribers tell me. The happy throng of more than 10,000 subscribers to our newsletter tell us that when they get it on Sunday, it kind of gets them focused on what's coming up the week ahead and gives them some things to think about. And also, you got a lot of other things you can do there on my website. You can listen to thousands of archives of shows that we've done in the past. Many we've done with our friend Annabelle Dodd, who's going to be with us in just a few seconds. And we got, as I say, over 3,000 archives. We've got the daily replay of the entire file of this show. If you, once we're through with a live show, you can go back and hear it to your little heart's content. And it's really handy for a lot of folks, I'm told, especially from some of you, that it's handy to go back and maybe pick up a website that you missed, or go back and hear one little thing that one of my Brain Trust members mentioned, or maybe even, God forbid, something that I said might even be something you'd want to go back and listen to again. But you can do that. We have that capability right there, and it's all for you, and it's all free thanks to my organization and to our outstanding corporate partners. Annabelle Dodd is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She is the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. I think it's like the 129th edition or something. She sold something under 10 million of these all over the world. She is one of the world's experts on telecommunication, but she's our Annabelle. Annabelle, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much for that nice introduction, Jim.
You don't mind being our Annabelle, do you?
No, absolutely not.
Well, that's as close as I can get to a hug on the radio, Annabelle.
Oh,
so.
Well, one back.
There you go. By the way, Annabelle, did you know that this is the Great American Grump Out Day?
No, I didn't know that.
We're supposed to go 24 hours without being grumpy or crabby.
For
some reason, my staff put that in huge, bold letters on my stuff here for today. Why would they do that, Annabelle? I don't understand. Do you?
I don't understand, because you're usually Mr. Smiley.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. And I don't get this at all.
It must be about somebody else.
It must be Annabelle.
Not about you.
There are three kinds of people in the world. There are one kind of person is the kind who knows exactly what voice over IP is, and could do this show with you or me if we gave them a chance. The other kind of a person is the kind who has heard of voice over IP, but they're not sure what it is. And the third kind is the kind that have no clue. They have no idea what we're talking about.
Do you think we should clue them in?
Let's talk to two out of three of them. What do you think?
That's a good idea. And you know something? A techie will learn something, too.
I'm sure I will. Tell us, give us the nomenclature of voice over IP. What is it?
It stands for Voice Over Internet Protocol. And it means that you're taking your voice, and you're changing it from voice signals that look like waves to little on and off signals that look like dashes and blanks. And you're putting them into little envelopes called packets. And those packets are writing right along with your electronic mail and maybe even your music downloads. And they're sharing the same path, the music, the little video clips, your voice are all sharing that same network. So in other words, it's not a separate network for voice. Right now, for the most part, there are separate networks for voice and separate networks for data and video.
Mm-hmm.
That's all going to change.
So the little on and off signals, that first appeared when the first teenagers tried to talk to their parents, right?
Right.
And somebody,
those are mostly on off signals.
Oh, mostly off signals, not on and off signals.
No, the parents were on, and you know, well, whatever.
Well, the challenge it seems with a regular voice signal, the signal stays intact. It as you say, the waves flow through the lines intact. But and I think you said this, when it goes out over the internet protocol, it breaks it into little packets, and it has to reassemble on the other end, doesn't it?
Yes, and at the other end, that's a good point that I didn't mention, Jim. Very good.
See,
it reassembles it into signals that are strictly for voice. The problem with some voice over IP, not all, well, there's a couple of issues. One, if there's not enough capacity, your voice can sound chopped.
Yeah.
And then if the data network goes down, you lose your voice, your data, you lose everything if there's a repair problem. And they're still working on, well, they're not working on it that much, but electrically, if you lose your power, you lose your voice and your email.
Right.
That's it. And then the 911.
In other words, what you're saying is if you're depending upon IP, for voice over IP for your telephonic capability, and you have no landline, then you do lose your ability to communicate with voice as well as the email. Whereas if you have a regular landline, even when the power goes out, your telephone works
most of the time.
Unless you've got, like in my office, we have an electronic phone that requires electricity.
Without electricity.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Need one of the old-fashioned phones.
But even, at home, you'd be in business.
But even now, some of the parts of the network are changing, Jim, for the strictly voice. If you have the old-fashioned phone that's not electronic,
right,
and you lose, power is lost,
There
are some places in the voice network where you do lose your voice too now,
right?
For not maybe 10%.
Another issue for voice over IP is bandwidth, right? Because you can get buffering if the bandwidth is not adequate.
Right. If there's too much traffic, they can bump off the voice, or it can be delayed and it sounds choppy.
When we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask Annabelle when she thinks voice over IP is going to become mainstream, and what about it, this 911 issue that's going on right now? We'll ask her about that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm not grumpy at all. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. We're visiting with our good friend Annabelle Dodd. She's the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Annabelle, I've got the third edition in front of me. Is there another edition coming out?
Absolutely. In July. It's a fourth edition.
The fourth edition, and still something under 10 million copies of these sold all over the world. And it's an outstanding book, folks. If you want to understand the world of telecommunications in the 21st century, this is a book you need. And Annabelle, tell us where it's available, please.
It's going to be available at Amazon and some of the big bookstores, you know, the Barnes & Nobles and the Borders. But it can be ordered at those places.
Right.
Starting in July.
And the last name is Annabelle Z, is the initial Dodd, D-O-D-D. Annabelle, did you know that on this week, 161 years ago, no, I'm sorry, yeah, 161 years ago, the first telegraph message was sent. Do you know that?
Wow. No, I didn't know that was the date, but that was the start of data communications.
1844 was, in fact, I think the date was yesterday that they sent the first message, and you know what it was, right? Over the telegraph. Remember
no.
The first, you don't know what the first message was?
No.
Annabelle, I can't believe this. I'm so disappointed.
I probably knew it at one point. Just tell me, Jim.
What hath God wrought?
Oh, that's right.
You remember that. I mean, how you've known that since you were in the third grade, Annabelle.
Yeah, I did know it. But
what
it
am
got
I gonna,
pushed
what
out
am I gonna
by
do
voice
with
over
you,
IP.
Annabelle? I hope you
then
I hope
it got
you,
pushed out by voice over IP.
I hope you know more about the 911 issue than you did about telegraph, Annabelle.
But, you know, telegraphs are interesting because they were our first data communication.
Right, right. Yeah. Talk to us about the 911 issue on voice over IP. What's the hubbub about this?
The hubbub is that, you know, the voice over, the bottom line is it's really a money issue. When you have voice over IP, most of the carriers don't pay enough money to other telephone companies to get you the right kind of what's called E911.
Right.
And E911, when you call 911, the person that answers the phone sees your address,
right,
and your phone number. So if you can't talk or you're having a heart attack,
just hang up for whatever reason.
Yeah. They can either A, call you back if you just hang up, or if it's obvious that you need help, they can send emergency providers, whatever's right, ambulance, police.
You know,
One
time I picked up the phone, the only time in my life I ever dialed 911, I thought there was a real emergency next door. And I dialed 911, it rang a little bit longer than I thought it should have. Anyway, I hung up before anybody got on the phone because I looked back and it looked like maybe things were under control. And, I mean, I had barely gotten back out the door to go next door, and the police showed up. I mean, I'm talking about like in 2 minutes. And I never talked to anybody. So
well,
that E911 thing really works. And what you're saying is that if you have voice over IP, you may not have E911 capability.
Exactly.
If that's
now,
your only
the federal government. Pardon me?
If that's your only telephonic capability.
Right. But now, Jim, just this past week, the federal government has mandated that within 120 days, every voice over IP provider has to get the right kind of connections to telephone companies so that the voice over IP customers do have E911.
Right.
But there's a little caveat there.
Mm-hmm.
With one of the advantages of voice over IP that some people use is they can take a laptop computer and plug their telephone in it and make telephone calls, you know, from a hotel or
right,
where they move or something.
Right, right.
Yeah, even with a new E911, that's not going to work.
It's not.
You're not going to get the emergency provider won't know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
That they'll only get that information, your address, phone number, and possibly name if you make your phone call from your permanent wherever you signed up for your phone service.
Mm-hmm.
So if you move your residence, you'll have to call your provider and say, "I moved." You know, they let you keep your phone number.
Because there's no geographic identification on the voice over IP. If they don't have it established where you are, then they won't know where the problem is.
Exactly.
Do you know people who are using voice over IP exclusively?
No, I don't. But I mean, I read about them in the newspaper.
But some people are, right?
Oh yeah.
And so they're not paying a phone bill, right?
Right. Well, they're paying to their like a Vonage or there's a bunch of them.
The voice over IP companies, but what is there? Do they save money by using voice over IP?
Yes. You know, on your phone bill now, there's a huge amount of taxes and additional fees.
Right.
That's really what you're saving on.
So give us a website of a place where we can go and find out more about voice over IP.
Well, I would just Google it. I would do a search.
For voice over IP or VOIP.
Right.
Yeah.
And you'll get a million of them.
You'll get a bunch of is there one or two that you – give us the names of two companies that you think we should start with. You mentioned Vonage.
Yeah, and my mind is going blank on anybody else. You know, the interesting thing is that
– quickly.
The cable companies are using the same technology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a big advantage for cable, no question about it. Annabelle, thanks for being here. Good job. Give us your website, please.
It's www.doddontheline.com.
Doddontheline.com. Annabelle Dodd, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. I'll be right back with Dan Krause. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.